welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it is now or never, as I keep on telling you this. And as a matter of fact, we have to be the change that we need in our government. We have to be that shift in paradigm so that people actually start understanding, you know, exactly what a self-government is and why it's so important to have a Republican form of government. Now, with that, one of the things we also need to kind of talk about, and I can't emphasize this enough either, is that we actually have to start talking, you know, about what we call the obvious, right? We have to start talking about the obvious of getting your constitutional counties forming, getting people to start uniting. We're going through all this detail, all this information regarding, you know, the functions, these roles, these committees. You know, what do you need to have so that you can understand? And oh, by the way, if you hear any grumbling or, you know, it's not my stomach, if you hear any, you know, barking, or I should say heavy breathing, because usually she doesn't bark. We've got Maggie with us today, and she is my oldest bulldog, and she's kind of, well, I don't want to say she's behaving badly, but, you know, she really misses me. I mean, she goes through these anxieties. I go downstairs, and if she's upstairs and she can't get downstairs, then she just makes, you know, my wife suffer. She just bark, 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 bark. I mean, anyway, if you know anything about English bulldogs, they are just stubborn. And they just, I mean, they're not mean. I've never really seen or witnessed a really, I mean, you have to train them to be mean. Their nature is usually they're very nice dogs. They're very, I will say this, they do get scared, you know, for, you know, some stranger or what have you. If you don't belong in the house, they will bark, you know, they just don't necessarily trust you. But if the parents or the homeowners or, you know, their masters, they, you know, they let you in, you're good with them. And you'd never know that they're very sensitive to any, you know, if you don't belong there anyway. So they don't bark a lot other than whenever they see something or hear something that's outside. I mean, they're great guard dogs. They're great guard dogs. But anywho, at least they scare the heck out of people. But so you may hear her rooting or anywho. So I'm just letting you know that we've got Maggie here with us today. She's coming in and out of the studio because we're leaving the door open because she just wants access. And every once in a while, we have to do this. And usually when I'm recording, I try not to do it. But, you know, we've got to get this show done. And let me also tell you that we're going to actually be in the next week. Well, while we're going through these issues, we're going to be talking to some of the legislators in Wyoming. And this is big. We want to actually make sure you tune in because we want you to hear what these guys, you know, we're talking about one of the reddest states. I think they're the second reddest state, and they've notoriously or infamously or however you want to put it, have been the reddest state in the Republic for a long time. I mean, it's just they have so many problems because there's way too many people in their legislature that are rhinos and actually socialists and or, you know, anything but constitutional. And so we, you know, everybody runs as a Republican. And this is why the Republican Party has actually gone through this major change in, you know, standing up for and demanding compliance of the Constitution. So it's good. This is all good. And I think that you're going to enjoy. The first person we'll have on will be Senator Tom James. And so we'll introduce that to you, but we'll give you that coming up. Now, actually, I'm hoping that we start having a senator that's in the race in a state that, you know, we've talked about. I don't, I've, and I've, I won't lay it out there anymore. I mean, the person's probably already, you know, getting anxious, or I should say the anxiety level is probably growing and growing as things are moving forward. You know, it's kind of like right before the race or right before you talk or right, you know, the anxiety level just grows. But once you get, once you dive into that water, once you start, you know, moving those feet in that race, then you really start, you know, going, oh, yeah, okay, you know, I can do this. You just have to keep that momentum. You have to keep on building, and you have to actually not just keep that momentum, but build momentum and actually increase and so forth. That's how you win the race. But more importantly, you want to be able to utilize your advantages, your strengths. And if your strengths is on the truth and the Constitution, you will win, especially in a dark red or a prominently red state. So anyhow, as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and evidence-based solutions. We will be getting into these roles, responsibilities, as well as wrapping up. I think there's one more committee we haven't covered, but we just want to kind of talk about what these committees are. And then we're going to talk in a much greater scale of how these things and why these things are important. Anyway, Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. Get it. Go get your $30 yearly prescription or subscription. Yeah, well, it may be a prescription if you live in a blue state or if you're suffering from tyranny under rhinos. Anyway, as you know, constitutioneducation.us is a great source for you to start using. As a matter of fact, if you're going to be running your races, go look at this constitutioneducation.us so that you can start teaching your electorate things about the Constitution that they don't know, that they need to know and need to understand. Keith Broders would just love the fact that you're using his content to help educate your electorate. Because once you get them educated, remember, reasonable people equally informed seldom disagree. You get them to understand why, you know, this is something in the Constitution that we need to be aware of and actually need to ensure that we're complying to those types of things. Then what we want you to do is, you know, build upon that. You want to build upon these issues. And as a matter of fact, this is why we're going to be going through these issues next week. 9 pages of delineated bullets or what have you that we're going to lay out each issue and why it's important and why it is, you know, an alignment or something that is no longer being covered or being protected as far as via our republic. And what I mean by that is we've gotten to a point where they no longer protect our property. They're allowing foreign countries to buy your property, buy state property, and so forth. We want to place this all into context so that this becomes key issues for you. It's important that we all understand. And again, like I said, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. So anywho, well, let me just go back here. So one of the things we want to do is we want to actually help support you. So if you're creating an organization, if you are running a campaign, you need to have a domain. All of these types of things you actually need to have, go get your domain from AdLocal. Go get your email services from AdLocal. Utilize these guys. Use the discount that they'll give you through us. My listeners will get a discounted cost. So go talk to these guys. I expect a lot of you to actually be running or getting involved in creating these constitutional counties and so forth. As soon as we start monetizing this radio show, as soon as we actually get the airing so that your radio shows are actually paying for the airing of our show and following up with your content as well. Now you're making money. We're actually going to be paying you from the money they're paying us. We're trying to actually basically take that money and whip it right back to you so that you can build and grow. What's going to end up happening? As you start having events and you start growing and you do this all based on truth and all based on the Constitution and so forth, and you hold that line, then what's going to end up happening is more and more people are going to be flocking. They're going to want to get involved. They're going to realize, wow, how come we didn't do this sooner? And as that grows, as you grow, then so will your radio base go, because everybody's going to be listening. They're going to want to know what's coming up in the events, what they're going to be able to do, who's running for office. More importantly, because the big talk of the town is going to be these First Amendment petitions. Why? Because these First Amendment petitions are going to start teaching people, you know, these things about the Constitution. Like, why aren't you petitioning your county commissioners going back to this concept on foreign governments and foreign entities and organizations buying land, buying, you know, properties and so forth? You should be petitioning them to say, why are you allowing foreign nations to be operating and owning and possessing lands within this county? And you petition them on that. See, even though the federal government is the culprit here, we have a representative government, and your county commissioners and supervisors and your local politicians, they can't shed their responsibility. They still have to support the Constitution. Just because the federal government chooses to violate it doesn't give them a pass on their oath of office as well. Every politician must be held accountable. This is why these things, this is why this has become so huge. Anyway, ad local, big, big, big. We want to get you engaged with them. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so as we were kind of going into the break, I was just telling you that AdLocal will give you a discount. You need to have these types of things anyway. So as we're able to drive more volume towards AdLocal, they're going to be able to help us even more and more and more, because they don't want to necessarily be the Walmart, but they definitely want to make your support. And this is why we're working with them. They understand the importance of infrastructure or ISP services and so forth. So they want to be able to ensure that you have a secure and safe platform for your campaign and everything else. So anyway, And actually having somebody in, you know, the know that really understands your sensitivity, because some of the stuff you may want to actually withhold, like, you know, not letting people know your name or that type of stuff, then they can actually help you with those types of things. You know, this anonymity, whatever. Anyway, let us move forward. Let's just kind of dive into this final committee, or we, you know, because we just talked about the community watch, security watch, and so forth, and then we talked about this health committee. Now, this health committee really is, and all of these committees are really looking local. And these are just very specific committees that kind of look at, if you want to consider these myopic points, but I'll go as far as to say this, that when you are operating in these committees, your scope should be broad enough for what your county requires. If you need to expand, I mean, you're going to be the ones that are, you know, should be talking about the obvious stuff. Now, let's back up just a quick second here. You've got a county. You have a county government. The problem is that the county government does not have any supervisories over this. As a matter of fact, the powers of the county have been basically emasculated, or I should say neutered, or whatever you want to say, how they've removed your ability to govern yourself. And they've moved these powers to the state level and to the federal level. And as a matter of fact, they've moved it all, really, all of these are at the federal level unconstitutionally, and the states have become the, if you want to call them, the admins or the whipping boys or whatever, that are, you know, ensuring that the federal government is getting the support. The only way we can break this connection is by cleaning up the counties first. You know, we can't create, we cannot create a constitutional, you know, framework. We can't get all of our governments into the constitutional framework without actually starting at the county first, because we can't wake up the nation. Try to imagine, how are you going to do that? How is G.R. Mobley going to do that? Well, I've been working at this for a long time. I think I've told you, we're coming up on 1,000 episodes here. So if we can't do it, and as a matter of fact, there's nobody that's at the national forum that even cares to do this, because they would be losing the control and the money that they're making by being there at the national level. I mean, you can't become a millionaire, and you can't become this, you know, dominant person, larger than life, like, you know, Glenn Beck or Mark Lee, all of these conservative entertainers that everybody knows by name. You can't be that way and be effective in helping government take, or helping the people take control. What you have to do is you have to surrender this idea of helping the people, and then, you know, embrace this concept of only helping yourself and getting people to just follow you and listening to these good ideas you may have. Like, we're going to do a march in Selma, Mississippi. We're going to cross this bridge. We're going to have a you know, I'm talking about some of Glenn Beck's dumb rallies and stuff. You know, the 12th of September. What? Out of all of these things that they've done, folks, out of all the things that every conservative entertainer, you pile them all up together. They have done nothing. We're no closer to getting government out of our lives today as we were when they started getting into our lives, because we have been complacent even before that. So we have to start. We actually have to, you know, roll up our sleeves and do this ourselves. And you can't do it at the state level. You don't even have the, if you want to call it, even the jurisdiction. Your representation is limited to your local area and where you can vote. The only way we take government back is by working within that framework and demanding constitutional compliance. So this is why I've said it first, and this is why that committee is the top committee. Constitutional Compliance Committee is your focus. They should be helping your education. They should be helping the training. They should be helping your infrastructure. This is the committee that should be providing the details until everybody gets it. Once this committee has done its job, it doesn't just go away. What it needs to do is it needs to make sure that the directions and everything we're going is, you know, going to maintain that compliance. Because I'm telling you, it's real easy. Even with the most noble ideas and intent, it is real easy to get off the track and start doing things because, you know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Why did the federal government start creating jobs by doing roadways out in some of the states? Well, they were trying to help the pastors, the religious leaders back in the 1830s when they went to Andrew Jackson and said, hey, our people need money. They, you know, we're dying here. You know, we're too poor. I can't help them. We can't help them. Can you give them a job? And so they kind of created some jobs programs. Well, they don't have the constitutional power to do this. Andrew Jackson understood they couldn't do it with the Department of Transportation, but he still did it by creating jobs. He did it as the executive. Folks, even though I talk and I point out the constitutional precedents of what these three presidents from Madison, Monroe, and Jackson, what they did, but even still, you can look within their operations as presidents and see that maybe some of them, at least Jackson, was huge on the spoils program. He was huge in throwing work and so forth out to these, you know, out to the states and out to these people by giving them federal dollars to create some of the roadways that they wanted to do. Even though Congress tried to do this, even though Congress went down this path of saying, we want to create this power, they got that right, but they still did things, excuse me, they still did things that they shouldn't have done. And so again, as Washington has warned us and warned us and warned us in his farewell address, how many times do we need to read this to say, even though it is, you know, there is the noble intent behind violating the Constitution, that is the customary method of how governments are destroyed. So we have to maintain constitutional compliance. So let me, now that we kind of, even though I just touched on the Health Committee. The Health Committee is, again, just a committee of advisement. It is within the realm because it is an issue as we have community. And I mean, it's not like everybody has to become their own doctor. And as a matter of fact, in the olden days, way back, you know, the town would actually go and make sure that they had somebody coming from the, you know, the health colleges to be their town doctor. Now, back in those days, it was a real crapshoot, right? Because the doctors that would come into town that would take care of the town, I mean, they could have been an underperformer in school, or they could have been, you know, a real, you know, barn burner that did really good job. And so some towns did better than others. It was a free market, and the reality was you got what you were, you know, the reasonable support, medical support and health support that your community and your town was going to get was really dependent upon, you know, the character and the aptitude. I mean, these little factors that all play a role in, you know, that doctor in serving your community. Anyway, so now we're moving to the roles with a constitutional county. Now, I've actually updated this slide, and I want to make sure if I haven't gotten this updated by the time you hear this, but then ping me. But you should actually see every committee that was on the Unorganized Militia Executive Committee. So if you printed this out and you only see a few of these committees, like you don't see the constitutional compliance or infrastructure on this slide, this is slide 6, then you need to go back and print this one out because I failed to actually include these, but these are roles. Now let's look at the macro real quick. You have a form of government, right? You have a county-state relationship government where the county should have the majority of the powers, but it doesn't. And so the only way to get those powers down to the counties is for the counties to wake up and take their power back. But we have to do this in creating constitutional counties. So one of the things, because right now you can't get your county commissioners to create these committees. You can't get your county commissioners to have the budget to do this. They believe that, you know, they have to just keep on rubber stamping and be the, I'll just say the servants. They have to be the servants of their state master, because the state's going to tell them what they have to do, and they don't want any voice. They want to be idiots. Well, unless you have some good county leaders. But when we come back, we'll get into these roles for a constitutional county and how they fit within that government and why we need to get there, or what we need to do to get there. We'll be right back after these two promos.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, health care, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so your county only, basically, they're just administrative peons that only do certain things. And so we need to really turn that around. The only way we can turn that around is by you assuming more of an active role. And so as you start creating these unorganized militias, you're not going to have any teeth. But what you will have is you will have a forum where you can actually start talking and creating the dialogue of how you need to have more control. And you need to, and let's focus on healthcare real quick. Do you believe that the federal government should be dictating the types of community health care services? Do we really believe that government should actually be the one that says that, you know, regardless of what you do to yourself, we're going to cover you? Well, if you want to have a child, then that's something you need coverage for. But we don't want to start subsidizing bad behavior. As a matter of fact, when you start smoking or anybody that's drinking and so forth, they become a drain on your healthcare system if you're actually going to be covering the cost of self-inflicted healthcare problems. I mean, look at America today. How much stuff are we doing that's self-inflicted? When you want to start doing that, okay, so let's say we have a right. There's more of a fundamental right to eating and just surviving the next day, right? I mean, we've created, by using this campaign that no child should starve, no child should go to bed hungry, that, you know, we've created all of these mechanisms for providing a feeding service. But let's take it one step further. Let's just say that government will provide for every meal, because every person deserves to have a whole, healthy, wholesome meal, that you shouldn't be able to feed yourself. I mean, we're moving down that path, folks. And so when now we get to the very fundamental needs, that your everyday meal needs to come at a specific time and you will be fed a very specific regimen or a diet. Who knows? Maybe it won't have meat, because the state will determine what you need to have. This, it may seem in the realms of ridiculous, but this is a statist government. Do you want the county to actually dictate? Do you want the federal government to dictate and become, you know, this rolling down the hill from, or I should say, yeah, rolling down the hill or down the totem pole, where the states rubber stamp it and the counties activate or, you know, enforce this or engage this with these new enforcement entities? I mean, it's only getting worse. And the Department of Babysitting, the Department of Meals, all of these things are going to be coming down our throat. Now, some of these things may seem hyperbole or hyperbolic, but the fact of the matter is that when it comes down to healthcare and back to this one committee, we need to make sure that we actually remove these insurance companies from being the hardcore requirement. The only way to do that is we need institutions, local institutions, to take up healthcare again. You know, in the Pacific Northwest, the biggest healthcare provider is the Catholic Church. And they've become a profit model-based system. I mean, you still see this, you know, this face of compassion, but they've really become a profit model system, folks. And that's because the way the federal government has transitioned them, that's what they have to do. And we need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of all of this immoral crap. And, you know, whether that be gender reassignment through, you know, hormone treatments and surgeries, all of these things fall under this healthcare committee. And the fact is, what should they be providing? What type of services should they be providing? Should they be doing cosmetic services? You know, back in the 50s and the 60s, when insurance companies just started happening, because when did the healthcare establishment at the federal level, it was established in 1953. And so cosmetic surgery actually started becoming a reality in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s. People talking about, oh, we can fix this and we can do this. Elective type surgery. Well, hey, if you want that, then you can pay out of pocket for that. You know, and for it to become competitive, for them to actually capitalize on that, they wanted to make it competitive. Look at LASIK surgery. LASIK surgery was a very expensive venture, especially for the people that had to do it first, and they took on the greatest risk. But today, it's very affordable, and almost anybody can get LASIK surgery. And it saves, actually, in the long run, it saves, you know, insurances or what have you in some respects, because now you don't have to it kind of removes optometrists and the money that they could make by selling glasses and that racket in itself. The fact of the matter is, folks, that this healthcare committee and its role is to ensure that we are creating a more open, honest, and a free opportunity at the county level. So this county committee doesn't, even though it may not have teeth, you can start working. And basically, the whole point is to start proving and showing what is being done and how it's being inflicted upon you, so that you can then say, hey, we've got to get governments out completely out of this. We're better off allowing churches and community services to compete on these bases, because that's what made our medical system the greatest in the world, which is why we have, you know, St. Jude, St. Zion, St. Joseph's, and or Mount Zion, or Sinai, all of these different hospitals, the Mayo Clinic, all of these, most all of these hospitals were really initiated by religion. Even Harvard was initiated by churches because Harvard was established by the church. It was not a, you know, public type of, you know, venture by secularists. These educational institutions were initially created from the Enlightenment era and Enlightenment paradigm, where the church, Christianity, was driving this. Western society and Christianity was driving our Enlightenment. So we have this opportunity. And this is why I'll go back to my comment regarding what Judge Nally was talking about last week, or I should say in my show yesterday. I'm sorry. But he sent me the email last week. My point is this, is that we don't have to go through a long duration of educating ourselves. We have empirical data. We have all access to all sorts of information. And I believe that we can apply faith. And as we do so, we will actually, I'll just say, things will happen. Things will unfold that will just absolutely amaze you. And so, because I've seen it in my own life, and I think anybody that has dealt with me and or has done these things themselves, and as you act on faith, wow, all of a sudden you're walking on water, or all of a sudden you're doing something that you never thought you could do. And it really comes down to that. So when we look at all of these committees and how they interface in the roles, a lot of these are some operational roles. So when we look at the constitutional compliance, that's both basically an administrative and operational role. It has a dual hat. When it comes to events, that is an operational role, right? Or is it an administrative role? Well, I believe it's operational. Some people would call it administrative. Operational is where you actually do things. To me, administrative is kind of like the paperwork and, you know, the necessities that have to be done, like training. So I'm going to jump down to the administrative roles of what we put here. The recruiting, the training, the public servant liaison, the librarian, organizational vetting, all of that type of stuff that you see on the administrative roles is really just that. It's administrative. It's not like we've got things that we have to do, like petitions. Petitions is not administrative. That is actually operational. Same thing with the courts, and same thing with events, and same thing with commerce, getting involved with businesses and so forth. So as we start breaking these things down between administrative and operational, you can start looking at how you should be working. Because if you look at your county basically creates these licenses and what have you. Let me ask you this. How many fast food restaurants do you think is appropriate, or do you want to create these types of things? So we understand with empirical data that if we use discipline and controls, self-controls as well as societal controls, the question is, are you better to control it, or is it better for a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., 3,000 miles away, to start dictating you what type of food you need to be eating, what type of restaurants should be permitted to operate, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's right, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my wife, I did that the other day. Did you just say blah, blah, blah to me? Anyway, so when we start looking at how these roles will function within your unorganized militia, you are actually just creating, I'm going to call them the stepping stones, the footings that will have to be integrated into the county. Because if you actually had a county that was functioning on the constitutional roles and the premise of a constitutional county, then your county would need to be engaged and need to understand exactly, you know, what has to be done at the county level so that the county itself can actually provide the needs in protecting life and protecting property. Remember, we want government to do that. This is why we have to create these symbiotic links to other institutions. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap this up, because I don't want to necessarily go into, you know, repeating and repeating some stuff. But what I do want to do is I want to get you to look at our representative government. Your county commissioners are the closest representatives to represent you on all issues of government. That's how it's supposed to be. But they've perverted that, and the Supreme Court with Reynolds v. Sims and other rulings have moved us towards a democracy to where the state itself, every county is, you know, been completely marginalized, or actually has been kind of dissolved to some extent, to where your county doesn't have any more representation, that the ability for you to protect yourself and the interest of your county are secondary, or actually not even secondary, they're tertiary. They're so low on the list of being, you know, a consideration in what is going to affect your everyday life. In other words, the state has been aggrandized to become the centralized government for controlling all of the things that the federal government tells it to control. The reason why your state is exercising powers that it does not have constitutionally, because you have never amended your constitution, your state constitution, to allow the Environmental Protection Agency to control you. The federal government created this entity, and they came down and told all of these states to do this. This is why we're going to go through these titles right after we wrap this up today. So what we want to do is we want you to start understanding that for you to awaken the beast within this republic, the counties are integral to the framework. We've proven this by going through the ratification debates to show you that the county is a part of the actual framework, because when they talk about the militia, when they talked about the militia during the ratification debates and in the Constitution, they point out one very critical thing. You know, you've heard these things called checks and balances, right? oh, well, these checks and balances between the judiciary, the executive, and the, you know, the legislative. No, those aren't the only checks and balances. The most important checks and balances is between the federal, the states, the county, and the people. And the final check and balance is right there in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 15, that Congress will have the power to call forth the people, because they say the militia. Who's the militia? That's everybody. Can be anybody and everybody. To what? To execute the laws of the union. So in other words, the final and ultimate check and balance is for you. You have to enforce these laws. Are you really going to enforce laws that are illegitimate, that are literally manufactured? Laws that are the color of law, not based upon the supreme law of the land at all. So as we kind of, you know, get our arms around this situation, the only way we can actually start removing the yoke of even having to deal with any of these laws is we have to start at the county level. Now, most people say, oh, you need a constitutional sheriff. No, you need a constitutional citizenry, because without the citizen support, the sheriff is basically worthless. Because who does the sheriff rely? The sheriff is just one man. And oh, by the way, where does he get most of his funding? Well, yeah, that's right. He's getting a lot of funding from the federal government, and he's being told what he can do, what he can't do with that funding. He's being controlled, and he's becoming a monkey on the string for the organ grinder that is handing him his money. Folks, the only way we can start breaking these ties, the only way we can get to where we need to be, is by you forming this unorganized militia, because this is activating this citizenry of holding this. And here's the key: holding government accountable as well as our public servants. Because when we say government, government is not this name. Government is actually those people filling those elected seats. If they create unconstitutional bureaucrats, that's not government, that's tyranny. Government is, and as a matter of fact, I got to point this out, I've said this probably a few times before. Over the ages, we have empowered both our county governments, which then empowered our states. As a matter of fact, every state that was formed after the original 13 and after this constitutional republic was sailing into the wide blue yonder, whether that be the ocean or the air, doesn't matter. As we were moving forward, every state that stood up, each state was created not by itself. Each state was created by its counties. The county sent delegates to a constitutional convention for the state to establish a constitution. The problem is the federal government failed, or I should say the other states, failed to help and assist by providing these constitutional conventions that were forming from these counties in all of these new states, the user manual on what the Constitution is. Had they done that, then each state would have understood and recognized, you know, the importance of having these militias, the importance of doing all of these things that need to be done. So the only way to get there is for you to start doing this and for you to start having these conversations. So as you create these committees and as you start trying to, you know, articulate or putting your arms around, you know, who are all the services? What are they providing? What are they doing? Like in your commerce committee, you should be able to go to government and say, give us a list of all businesses that are within, that you have registered within our county. They can give you all of that. This is public information. And therefore, your committee can now start looking at these businesses and saying, okay, what we need is we need businesses to support constitutional compliance. And I know this because we have businesses in our local Spokane County, like I may mispronounce the name. It's like Senske. These guys have been, you know, deliberately going around buying politicians to get themselves either these sweet little government contracts and or to protect themselves from competition. This happens all the time. You actually have to make sure that all of these companies are supporting constitutional compliance. Any company that is seeking advantages, getting government to protect it at the state level, the federal level, or at the county level, it doesn't matter. Any corporation, business, what have you, that is seeking protection to have an unfair advantage is a company everybody needs to understand is a parasitical company. It is out to hurt you at your expense. We have to actually change our paradigms to understand that both companies, citizens, and government have a responsibility of ensuring that the Constitution is being complied to. That is how we preserve our liberty. When you're complying with the Constitution, when your government is complying to the Constitution, they're not going to take your liberty. Because taking your liberty is antithetical to compliance. So, kind of going through basically these roles of the county, they all transcend, or there's a direct relationship to these committees. And so, as we start looking, there are some broken out things that we need to know and we need to, you know, kind of highlight, but I'll let you kind of look at them because I'm running out of time. Yep, I've got basically 2 minutes and I don't want to go into another session, or I should say another episode, to cover this. But I think this is where it gets kind of self-explanatory, where we break down the common law and legal management out of that committee down to the jury administration and so forth and so on. Now, this stuff is already being done by your government. Or I should say by your county government, by this unconstitutional court system that is not founded on common law. So that's why we need to have these conversations with Judge Nally. This is why we need to have these other conversations with these, you know, public servants, politicians, and so forth. But bottom line, folks, as you start creating this unorganized militia and you get people to start understanding why every single one of these roles, because as we start creating petitions, it will beg almost every single petition, because we can make petitions about, you know, unconstitutional laws of healthcare. We can make petitions about unconstitutional laws regarding housing, regarding federal codes and state codes that violate the Constitution. There's nowhere where the federal government can mandate that your toilet can only flush 1-point-some-odd liters of water. Are you kidding me? Where is that in the Constitution? And so as we actually start petitioning our county, and we want to bury them with all of the facts that, you know, it is so ridiculous that they have basically done nothing for us in protecting us from all of this tyranny. They don't deserve to be our servants anymore. Those who actually get it, those who take a stand, because even in these dark red states, it's like these people are just literally, they're welcome mats. So they've just let these politicians and bureaucrats walk all over your local representatives. This has got to end, folks. This has got to end. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.